The Lady Cats basketball team had a tough night on the road Tuesday night at Longview as the Lady Lobos won 64-35. Deja Pruitt led the Lady Cats with 15 points, including 2 3-pointers. The Lady Cats are now 3-5 in district play. And I talked with Lady Cats basketball coach Jeff Chapman Wednesday morning.
It was a rough night. They played much better at home. Here, we were in the game first half and then partial the second half. But they shoot well. They shot the ball well. We struggle in all our defenses. We're still struggling to score points. We just struggle to get points on the board. Probably Deja's probably our leading scorer.
Yeah.
But I don't know if we hit any threes. I'm sure she hit one or two, but we got to get more scoring from, you know. I don't even know what our post game was. I haven't had a chance to look at the stats, but as far as you measure your post game and your guard game because you want to have an inside outside game, but we struggled to be in that game. That's probably that and the Hazel game is probably our worst two games thus far. Longview's ranked, and I see why. They have a good nucleus of inside-outside players. I'm still not quite sure on the Hallsville one, but that's not, you know, we're not talking about that now. Mm-hmm. But we just, you know, we struggle. We get down, and we kind of get down ourselves, and we can't get out. You know, we have trouble getting out of that. And we're still a little intimidated by the better teams. You know, we played well against, you know, people like Mount Pleasant and Marshall and Greenville, and we have Marshall on Friday, and our goal now is to get back to practice today, try to do some of the things we didn't do right, and work on things for Thursday. We'll go against the boys, a little scrimmage, not scrimmage, but just go get up and down against them on Thursday and try to get ready for Friday. So, you know, didn't do much for us in the standings. You know, we went down, you know, we're still looking at that fifth. But in order to get in that fourth place slot, we got to beat the teams we beat last time and try to upset Pine Tree or Hallsville in our next outing. It's a struggle, and we know it, and we know we're struggling. But as long as the kids, we had a great practice Monday. The kids did a lot of full court one-on-one. Working on getting the ball down because we struggled with that some. We did full court 3-on-3. We worked on our ball handling, worked on passing. We worked on those fundamentals. But it's something about when the other team puts a little press on us, we're still trying to get past that.
KSST Sports.